Hi, my name is Charlie.
And I'm Kevin.
And we are the Holiday Bros, and you're listening to the Holiday Bros Podcast.
Holiday Bros. Holiday Bros. Holiday Bros. Holiday Bros.
Good tidings to you, Kevin, and to the listeners out there. This is the Holiday Bros Podcast, and today we are going to be talking about a classic episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? So with that said, submitted for the approval of the podcast listeners, we call this story The Tale of the Midnight Madness.
Ha ha ha!
Such a good intro.
It gives me such good feelings. Like, I just remember laying in bed watching this at night. I don't know. It's good times.
Did you remember what they used to call the 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock hours on Saturday?
Oh, it was SNCC.
Yep, Saturday Night Nick. Nickelodeon.
Someone in marketing. It's a genius. This is episode podcast number 18 of the Holiday Bros, recording on February 20th, 2018, by the way.
Yeah, only a few days before this will air, but February is a quick month.
That it is.
Snicks up on us. That's okay.
It snicks up on us.
Yeah. So we used to watch this show all the time as a kid, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Knowing that we had church the next morning.
Yeah, but then I always remember, like, this would be on Saturday night. Nickelodeon. We'd be laying in bed watching it. Obviously separate beds, you know, not that kind of family, but... When it was over, I remember we used to creep on over to USA and watch Duckman.
Yeah, I was going to say, yep. And to think that between 10 and 10:30, we thought it was so late.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be one of those nights.
Oh, only stories that make sense to us.
I know.
So this episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark originally aired on June 26, 1993.
I was one of that powder that they threw in there, yep. And I think you would convince me it was just sugar.
Yeah, I never knew what it was, but I always wanted a sack of it, just to sprinkle around on some fires. This episode was written by Chloe Brown, and it was directed by DJ McHale, the creator of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
So we're in an old theater. Now, see, this is one thing where we could assume that maybe our listeners never saw this.
Yeah, this is one of those offbeat ones. Like, I don't know. We grew up watching a lot of stuff in the 90s, and this was definitely one of them. Yeah, there we go. Written by Chloe Brown. But, yeah, this episode isn't really, I don't say not really holiday related, but this was one of those shows where they didn't really keep re-airing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was never in syndication. That's it. Popcorn, two sodas. And for the life of me, this guy is from something else. I keep thinking it's Golden Girls, but I looked him up, and he is not in any other show that I recognize, but yet he is so familiar to me.
Just one of those faces.
So it looks like he looks like, what's the hell's his name? Tony Maselli, whatever the actor's name is, he looks like he got out of shape.
Yeah, Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
So the basic premise on this episode, there's a movie theater, an old-timey theater, like you were just saying, and they're definitely not making ends meet. They're only making about $6 a night.
from that one woman, that the old lady that's just there to watch it. Which, by the way, I have my theater candy of Twizzlers.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate ones.
Wait, you're chewing on them right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're at the movies.
Tell me about your favorite movie candy.
Neighbor just gave them to us today. His daughter works for Hershey and just brings them Twizzlers all the time, and they hate Twizzlers.
Nice.
Who would do this for probably less than $5 an hour?
Someone that wants to keep their job.
I guess.
Somebody that knows it's...
Look how scummy this is.
Oh, God.
The old lady, she just put her old popcorn thing on the counter. She was leaving, and they dumped out the popcorn and put it back in the rack.
That's because they know she's coming back tomorrow.
No. My favorite character is coming up, though. And if you're listening, this month's podcast was inspired by Zachary Seesaw, as he had mentioned this on the social medias. And I got an itch for it and fired it up.
He specifically mentioned this episode, or just Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No, he was talking about something and just goes with a va.
I remember this episode definitely creeping me out as a kid. A lot of these episodes did, but this one in particular, because you got a couple of creepers in this.
Well, you know what's weird is the guy that we're about to see, Dr. Vink, the guy who plays him is also in the one with Madeline.
Oh, yeah, that was another creepy one, apartment number 23.
Yeah, he played a few characters in the show, but he played Dr. Vink, I think, only twice. But as a kid, I thought this is what the actor looked like. Dr. Peach.
Isn't that your buddy from Harry Potter?
It does look like Hagrid. And even that laugh, like, absolutely perfect. Zach would play Dr. Vink so well.
How is that not the guy from Harry Potter?
It looks nothing like him.
Yeah, it does. Is this your handiwork? He's got what it's going to take to keep this theater open.
The best part is, I mean, especially listen when he gives the stipulations. It's not asking for much, but yet this owner has such an issue with it. Were you ever in an old theater like this before? Not counting the Kirby?
I'm trying to think if I was in a theater. I know I've been, but... Not that I could recall. Not that I went to go see anything. Selling, I'm not buying. Like, not buying. I've come to save your theater.
And it won't cost you a dime. And I am not a nutbag. When we get to the main character, well, not the main character, but the main villain, I guess, if you will. Because Dr. Vink's definitely an antagonist, but the main villain, oh. Scary, good makeup, done very well.
It's definitely true to form of, like, the actual...
Well, the original's scary as hell, too. Reminds me of Batboy.
Yeah, he definitely looks like Batboy. Those pointy little long fingers, the bald white head. Old enough to know that things have changed. Look, pal, it also looks like something that could be in a 1990s Smashing Pumpkins video. It looks like Billy Corgan. Magic,
how did you do that? And that kid's too over-enthusiastic about this whole thing.
He was all upset before when the guy was knocking at the door.
He's all trying mad to get in his coworker's pants, too. Like, there's a whole nother tale to this story. I think that's the creepy part. What's your angle, pal? My good man, I'll make you a promise. Show my film in your theater, and people will flock to see it. Your fortunes will turn...
Such a showman. With his hands.
I know. I think I'm going to dress like him soon.
Just for life.
Yeah. It's a classy, he's a snappy dresser.
Multi-layers.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing. I run warm. It's going to be hard.
Yep.
There's definitely a vest underneath all that. The other vest.
Definitely, and that sleeve right there has three layers to it.
Your success is assured. Hope they cut the set cold for him.
That's an old theater. They probably don't pay the heat.
All right, so his stipulations. Play one of his movies that he made one night a week. That's it. And it seems like a good deal. Just one night a week. However, though, with what we know that happens, do you think that's why he's making the deal that eventually... If he stuck with the deal that these monsters would all come out and kill people and think that's his plan all along?
Yeah, he's got to feed the baby. He knows that baby needs some blood in there. So he's got to get that movie played. The guy's loony.
Throw it out. This guy pisses me off. He was all about it 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, that's just because the guy was there. Pete stuck the movie in the projection booth.
Because I'd be nervous too, but.
But he didn't forget his mission to save the Rialto. Oh, look at it. It is cold out there.
Yeah.
They're in the wintertime.
The kid looks like a black Tony.
Now picture this. This movie theater is in dire need of money, and they're sitting there just eating the profits.
And he's drinking. The owner. Literally, he's chucking down a flask, trying to count the money.
On a Nickelodeon show nowadays. Look at it, just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. I love that these are the only three people that work in this place.
They're there every day of the week, every night.
I just got the word. We close in 2 weeks.
What a drama queen. He just threw it.
The kid was so pissed and fed up.
That was great. That's because he's been working hard. Now look at him. I think maybe they
can. That's old school dressing, too. Didn't people, like, at the... Well, I don't know what the hell it's called now by you guys, but Hoyts. Isn't that how they dress there?
Oh, the Regal, yeah, they used to wear the old vests. That's a movie theater staple.
Did you say Carrie used to work there?
Yeah, she worked there for a short time. What happened?
I don't know. These are good sweet and sour Twizzlers. They have goo inside.
Oh, yeah, I've had them. The popcorn closet at the movie theater. I guess at the end of the night, they would just put all the popcorn in garbage bags and throw it in the closet.
Where, there?
Yep.
And do what with it?
Well, the next day, pop it back in.
You serious?
Yeah. Keep it fresh. Got a special surprise. We're going to be Wait, now why is there that many people in there now, though?
Well, we're going to say it's a weekend.
Well, I guess he was hustling all week, handing out flyers.
Yeah. What a cunt.
Oh. She has a beret and everything. All right, Sarah Silverman just runs out of the theater.
Yeah.
Got about, what, maybe 10 now, or 11 the there.
Nosferatu, the demon vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very legit to Nosferatu. The old guys are getting creepy.
He's sinking back. Oh, man.
I always wanted to go to, like, a double creature feature, like, late night thing, but...
Oh, yeah.
Nothing around me. What? It must be nice to have that life. She just goes to the movie. I always said if I had money, I would probably see every movie that's out, no matter what.
Yeah.
Just go to the theater all the time, but then I realized there's a lot of shit movies out there.
Don't they have that movie pass out now?
What is that?
You just pay a monthly fee and you could just go as many times as you want.
Oh. It's pretty cool. Surprised they haven't thought of that a long time ago.
Yeah, really. Let's talk this
stuff. I wonder if it's ID related, though, so you can't just pass it around to people.
I was going to say, it has been thought of a long time ago. You pay for one movie, and then you just don't leave.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they come in, they sweep the place. The theater's down here about twice during the movie, an usher will come walking on in and pace back and forth.
Yeah, they do that here, too. They actually have an infrared scanner to make sure no one's recording anything.
Oh, nice.
So now that guy just pulled a prop out of the episode, and he's sitting here at the campfire eating popcorn out of the popcorn buckets.
I just pulled Twizzlers out.
That's true.
Oh, the light. I must get the coffin into the light before the demon returns. Classic silent film here.
Packed theater now, though. It's a small screen. That's about a 32-inch TV.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Too late, Harker.
I can't imagine him actually talking, because it said too late, Harker. He doesn't talk in the thing. Maybe it's because it's a silent film. I don't know.
Just there, that pose with those long fingers.
Whenever I see those nails, I think, and again, we talked about this the Nightmare Before Christmas episode. Whenever I see his thing, I think of that old lady scratching your arm going, ouch.
She got me good. She probably cursed me.
That's what I pictured it was.
Yeah, it's cool.
To give anybody an idea, the girl looks very similar to the girl from 13 Reasons Why. And it's pretty much set up the same way because it's a theater.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even put that together. Now you got Dumbledore coming in here.
Hagrid.
Whatever.
It's Dr. Vink with a voo, voo, voo. There you are! I want to
shake the hand of the man who saved this theater. Where you been?
So, like, this movie that he brought, though, the Nosferatu movie,
success.
Isn't it just already a movie? Like, how are they playing this off? Because that's a movie.
I know, but Nosferatu was made a few times. It's his own thing. But yeah, I mean, I agree. You know what, though? Maybe they're playing it off that he was the originator. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nosferatu, I think the character existed before the silent film ever did.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that is going back to Dracula with Vlad Tepes and all that shit. A-list films is getting... So around this time in 19... He's probably had Mrs. Doubtfire in there. Home Alone 2?
Oh, yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas? No, that was... Wait, when was that? 93?
Oh, that was 93.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Look, pal, it's not gonna happen. You want a rental fee for your movie? Fine. But you are not getting this theater. End of story.
I love his break as... right here.
That's very Jack Black of him.
Yeah. He probably had so much fun playing that character.
Yeah.
I would love to be a Dr. Vink type character, but in real life.
Give him a year or two and he'll be there.
I'm sure I will. The beard's
already
there.
He totally just ended that scene like Nosferatu movie ended. Did you notice that?
Him coming out? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
He went behind the curtain or the door and closed it, but his hands went up in the air.
I mean, I know you can't get too technical with a 22-minute episode, but it's like, where's the other movies at? Yeah, this is where shit hits the fan. Like, right away, that should have closed, but nope. It doesn't. Now Nosferatu actually breaks the fourth wall. And pops out of the fourth wall.
Yeah, I remember this giving me my God, creeps right here. They did that pretty good, though, for the 90s.
They did.
Nah, I didn't
so Nosferatu just came out of the theater screen or the movie screen.
They're really holding the camera on that kid a little too long there, though.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I saw Nosferatu step out of the movie.
I think you've been working here too long.
And now you are the 14th reason why I killed myself.
Katie,
I see a bunch of no-name stuff.
Kind of
looking at all the candy bars. There's potential to be Milky Ways in there and Twix, but they're not.
Kidding.
Bag of Twizzlers.
Yeah, pre-bagged by, like, Ziploc bags.
It's like you went to the Amish store and got them.
Or the campground.
Yeah. So the boss is apparently doing his nails, and we know it's Nosferatu, but it's the camera peeking through the hallways.
I kind of like you and stuff.
It's okay, Pete. I kind of like you, too.
Ooh.
Got something there.
That's Snick for you.
And that's also Snick for you. They went in for a kiss, but they never actually did.
Right. So they go to the office.
Mr. Kristoff.
And this reminds me of the I like to eat the peanut butter first. So his boss is head down now after screaming. And there's two fang marks in his neck.
You know, the best thing about this is he just picked up one of those classic black, heavy-as-hell phones.
I know. I have one sitting next to me.
So, do you think nowadays, when your kids watch this and they see that, do they just think it's a phone?
Yeah, because, I mean, Bridget, like, picks, you know, if you pick something up, put it to your ear, anything, they'd think it's a banana's a phone if you did that. It's just the act of putting it up to your ear that they know what it is.
Banana phone.
You know what you've
done.
The best part is, like, his two front teeth aren't even fangs. They're, like, flat. They look like really, really long front teeth.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like if you were to just, like, pretend to be a walrus and he stuck chopsticks in your teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I did see
them. With the square tips at the top.
What was first, Goosebumps or this?
I would say definitely this. Oh, there's a creepy hand coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the bumps coming off of his hand, too.
Yeah, that looks like they just rolled duct tape around his fingers.
Well, it sounded like it. But what's the point of doing the reaching in and not opening the door up all the way? Besides for the creep
factor.
The
scare factor.
How?
I don't know. There's something weird about that movie, and Dr. Vink's using it to get revenge.
Oh, this can't be real.
Okay, I got an idea. Throw it up the last reel and project it.
Why? What are you gonna do?
Probably something stupid, but I gotta try. Yeah, when it's ready.
I love to think, like, okay, he has an idea. So if this doesn't work, what are you going to do then?
Oh, he's in the mezzanine. I was like, why does the theater look so much bigger there?
How did you get here?
Ready?
Yeah, that's the mezzanine. Yeah, look at the angle of those seats, too.
Yeah.
That's a creep. Look at those. There's no way those teeth were biting anybody. It looks like they'd fall out before anything. So Nosferatu is in the projector area with the girl. And now she quickly fires up the movie, so it's the scene of his coffin again. And he knows something's up.
He just runs out of
there. I would love that makeup. I'd love to be that for Halloween. Beard would get in the way, though.
Alright, so now the other kid that works at the theater is going into the screen.
Good effects here, too.
Now he's black and white character in there.
Well, he was in the real world, too.
That's true. It's so great, though, because it is classic, like, grainy footage.
Yep.
Up on the movie theater.
And for some reason, Nosferatu seems to glide toward him. He's walking anymore.
Yeah, when he went into the projection room, when she was in there, it looked like he just slid in there.
Why not?
Look at those limp fingers.
I hate how he just pops in.
Yeah, yeah. At least the other kid just, like, faded in, or, like, actually walked through. He just pops in.
So classic, he pulls the curtain, sun hits Nosferatu, and he burns
he's
up.
Melting, he's melting. What a world, what a world. I think that would be hot. I wouldn't go in and grab that right away.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I'm in a movie. I'm a movie star.
I hate that he's walking toward it and there's no...
Look at those jazz hands.
Yeah.
That'd be great if someone just threw a cane into his hands. Just started tapping off the stage.
What happened?
Are you okay?
Now, how did he come back? This movie's starting to get just acted like nothing ever happened then? You have no
idea. Probably. He probably thinks because he was drinking. But the thing is, we don't see his neck, so we don't know if the holes are there.
Yeah, he's rubbing his neck.
Good show, lad. I couldn't have written it better myself.
I like how he wanted extra popcorn, so he rolled a piece of paper up and filled that can even higher.
No, well, that's the deed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Though I'm sure he did that, too.
That won't be necessary.
He's getting it all buttery.
I've just purchased this theater.
You what?
Oh, yes. Now I can show my films every night.
I love those teeth.
He really pops him out there.
The end.
Now, remember what you and I used to do? We used to guess what was going to be the last scene. Remember when the credits roll, it would show a picture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I already know, so I can't say, but what do you think the scene's going to be?
I just want to... I'm thinking maybe the hand creep, but either that or the one where he's pointing it up in the air as the curtain closed.
I thought you weren't going to Fright Night.
Are you kidding? It's just a movie. Let's go. Come on.
I can't imagine these kids being in the woods.
Yeah, I know. This always made me want to be in something like that, though. Oh, boy.
Doctor, I was going to give you a hint and say, remember, these always are the characters looking toward the camera.
Yeah, that's true.
When they do it. Good exit music, too. Just a picture of Dr. Vink when he introduced himself at near the beginning.
The bug eyes.
But I love that he's in another episode. He's such a good character. They have him back for another episode. This was the first one that he was in. We're just going to let this play through because this music's loud.
Yeah, that's right. So when you when we were watching this as younger kids, were you afraid of it?
That one?
Just the show in general.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember the one time, and I think it made it even worse for me, that Mom came in to the room, probably to tuck me in, but she came in the room, and that was on. Like, I was laying down, and I think you were laying in the bed, too, just warning us that we had church. And she even said, I don't know how you boys watch this. I would have been scared to death as a kid to watch this. And then I thought to myself, maybe I should be scared to death.
And then you were afraid.
I used to close my eyes a couple times when you weren't looking.
Yeah. We see, peek over and they have the blanket over your head. before we get in, talk a little bit more about this, we're going to take a little quick commercial break here if this works this time around.
It better.
Are you afraid of the dark? We'll return in a moment.
Is that Casey Kasem?
At Nick Studios, those who love the dark come out to play. Midnight to midnight. Direct from Nick Studios, the Midnight Society snicks till midnight with 5 frightening episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Dare to watch and you'll get the chance to call and win one of 2,000 Are You Afraid of the Dark home video and audio cassette prize packages. Join the Midnight Society at Nick Studios after hours. Next Saturday night, starting at 9:30, 8:30 Central, midnight till midnight. Boys will be boys.
Midnight till midnight. Snick.
Well, even with, I mean, the audio, like... That's pretty good to have, you know, to... What the hell was I going to say?
I have no idea. Probably something about Midnight to Midnight Snick. Now,
oh, that... yeah. That was a commercial from back then?
Yeah.
And they were advertising it going to midnight?
Yeah, because there was the following week they were going to play Are You Afraid of the Dark from Midnight to Midnight.
Oh, a whole day.
Yeah. So if they did that though, and you had the chance to call in and win a prize pack. They had 2 pictures there. They had one. It was a VHS. Are You Afraid of the Dark thing? But then the other one was an audio cassette tape. What could that have possibly been?
Probably an episode, like just a scary tale to listen to.
I wonder if it was just audio ripped from an episode, just put on a cassette tape. Like,
probably. I mean, why they wouldn't spend money on that stuff? I remember winning a. It was a contest with Hercules and Xena, and you could sign up for the. All you had to do was just submit your name and everything. It was all online, and you could submit your name once a day, and if you got picked, then you would they would have brought you to Sydney, Australia, to film and be a monster, which I guess a kid. It was only a kid's dream because they never would have taken a kid. To do that, but I did win 3rd place, and it was a huge box of 3 Musketeers, or no, Milky Ways, and it was all with a monster theme wrapper and everything. It was kind of cool.
Just imagine, like, okay, 1st place, you're going to Australia. 2nd place, maybe you get a couple.
No, it was the 2nd place was Xena's sword. That's what I really wanted.
Oh, that would have been cool. 3rd place, a box of candy.
Yep, that's what it was. And I remember when I got them too. I was eating them, And it was just a weird coincidence. I remember standing in line. This is junior high, so 8th grade. I was standing in line at the, to get food. And John Danish, I still remember, behind me, he just looks at me and just like, because I had some pretty bad acne, and he just goes, Kevin, hitting the chocolate again. I see. I literally thought for a second, how does he know? But it was just him just doing a random comment, but, Yeah, so that was the only time that I won. But yeah, I mean, even now, like, there's some creepy episodes. One that used to creep me out all the time, and Bill, he said the same thing with the episodes he's watched, is the tale of the shiny red bicycle.
Yeah, that's the one where the kid says, I'm cold.
Yeah.
I said that at the beginning. Yeah, I always hated that one. Because I just remember he was, like, down by the river, I guess, where he drowned or whatever, but he would just go, I'm cold. And yeah, he popped in a couple of times and just said it. I hated it.
He was on the bridge and the water, the dam broke and it washed him away.
Yeah.
And his bike.
Oh, didn't he have like a red hoodie on too? Or am I just thinking of E.T. and Elliot?
No, it was a red bike, but it was a, Well, obviously it's in the title. It was a gray hoodie, I think. But I just remember they made him really grayish looking, black eyes almost.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much like he was dead.
Yeah, he looked like the lead character from Coco. The sunken eyes. Yeah, that one and that other one that we talked about, the one with the apartment 23 or whatever.
I think it's apartment 13.
Is it 13? I thought it was 23.
I don't know. Well, then maybe Vink's not in that one. Maybe because Vink's in the one called Apartment, The Tale of Apartment 13.
It could be. But yeah, that one always creeped me out, too.
Yeah,
just because the lady, like, yelled in the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that upload. I did, the thing is, I was going to fire that one up the other day, but I was by myself and I didn't. So, yes, even as an adult, some of it's still a little freaky with what it is. But I love that intro, though. That's one of the best intros for a show.
Yeah, I always remember, like, just the way it started with the boat rocking in the water. And then I always hated that clown that was in there.
Yeah.
But remember when it got to that clown, you heard, like, the clown laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all worked together well, but it definitely has that, like, ripping off Goosebumps type of a vibe. But
to this day, I'm sure I could YouTube it. And I think we used to talk about it as when we were young. How do they get that match to light?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I always thought it was just like a self-lighting one. And they just had it in like a heated room, but then the hand would be melting. I don't know.
Well, I pictured somebody like with a heat gun to the like outside of the frame, mm-hmm. and just pointing it down enough to not really hit the skin, but just touch that.
Or what if it was just filmed and then reversed?
Well, I was going to say, I was wondering if it was, but how that wouldn't make sense either.
But then you could splice out the part where it would smoke and smolder and then just put in an unlit match. I'm going to have to watch and see how it lights up.
But it's weird because I had a feeling that you were going to mention about it being reversed. How can that even be filmed in reverse?
Okay, so
what are you talking?
Picture somebody.
So when it's down, so reverse would be the smoke coming up and then them lifting up a burned. Well, they would have a flame.
If someone had like did it like with one that was lit and then put it out. So then the end frame was a still hand sitting there with a matchstick and then just reversed it. Then it would be a hand sitting there with a matchstick unlit. I don't know. I'll have to go back and watch it closely and see if I could find anything.
I'm going to Google it. Or Bing it, whatever.
Did they do it?
I'm sure somebody has a video showing how it's done.
So this wouldn't being one of our live recordings, if you will, where we watch it and talk about it. They tend to be a little on the shorter side. So I don't know. We're still looking for ideas for stuff for this year for the different episodes that we're going to be putting out. So there's always our suggestions are welcome at the email address, thehollybros@gmail.com.
Are you wrapping up already?
No, I'm not wrapping up. I'm just saying, you know, for future episodes.
He has to get to bed. get that, listeners. Brother has to go to bed.
I get up at
10:03 p.m. It's Saturday night. Snick just ended. He's getting ready for church.
Oh, Duckman's coming on. I got to go to bed.
That was with Jason Alexander, right?
Yep, he was Duckman. That was a dirty show, too.
And I didn't really care for it. It's just I didn't want to go to bed.
I bet you if you watched it now, you would definitely pick up on more of the stuff because it was
guarantee
very,
half the show is
dirty.
A lot of the shows are like that nowadays. Well, not nowadays. They've always been like that. Just never picked up on them. Yeah. Said I was watching The Critic for a while. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it stinks though. If you ask me, I remember the one kid I used to work with at Walmart. He used to be obsessed with The Critic. The one time. This other kid went to his house and he claims that when he went to his house, when he saw in the window was him dancing with a cardboard cutout of The Critic. He claims that's what he saw. I can't deny.
I could do that with Yanni.
Yeah, you could.
You get the Yanni cardboard cutout over there. So what was the original, because I'm almost losing it, because 9 o'clock I think was good. What was the original SNCC lineup? I think all that was like at 8:30.
Yeah, what did it start with? What did it open up with? Clarissa Explains It All?
No, that was earlier than this. I don't think that was on SNCC. But what I'm trying to think what was on right before Are You Afraid of the Dark? Because I think we watched that too. I don't know if that was... No, that wouldn't have been... What the hell was that one with Jim? Here we are on the crag.
Go, Guts. Guts.
Oh, yeah. The Aggro Craig. No, those were like Sundays, like Nickelodeon Guts and like Nick Arcade. Those were like Sundays at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, oh, that used to give me dirty. All right, so the original. All right, so they're calling it Throwback. Oh, Throwback Thursdays. No, let's go to Wikipedia because everything in that's real. So, all right, so here's the lineup. I could literally give it to you from starting from 1992 all the way up to 1999.
Give me a 92 and 93. Do they differ? Or
no,
are they the same?
92 and 93, no. But then there's 93 to 94. They changed it up. So,
all right, give me the 93 from when this episode aired.
All right, so 90. Wait, but that 93 to midsummer. Okay, never mind. That would have been later. All right, so you're right. Clarissa Explains It All was 8 o'clock. Roundhouse was 8:30. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
The Ren and Stimpy Show was 9. And then Are You Afraid of the Dark was 9:30. And it looks like Ren and Stimpy was at 9 o'clock through 1996.
Wow.
And then in 90... But only one... It's weird. They even have up to the date. December 24th was completely different. SNCC for December 24th, 1995 was Doug, Rugrats, Rocco's Modern Life, and Ren and Stimpy.
Ah, it was all Christmas episodes then, for sure.
Yeah, had to be with that. 96, Secret World of Alex Mack.
That was a good show.
Yeah, Space Cases, don't remember that. All That, and then Are You Afraid of the Dark? And that seems, so that was 96. 97, Kenan and Cal.
Oh, yeah.
All That, Space Cases, Are You Afraid of the Dark? August to November of 97, that was short. They put Rugrats for a couple months, and I guess it didn't work. No, because in 97 through 99, it was Rugrats, All That, Kenan and Cal. Oh, by the way, Are You Afraid of the Dark stopped in 1997, because now there's Kablam, The Journey of Alan Strange, Cat Kablam. Dog.
I liked Kablam.
Animorphs, and then they brought back Are You Afraid of the Dark back in 1999.
So speaking of...
Pete and Pete was on there. From spring to October of 1996. That was at 9:30 that you got rid of Are You Afraid of the Dark for that time.
I love Pete and Pete. That's great. And you know, the thing with Pete and Pete, when I was younger, I swear there used to be so much more on that show about little Pete's tattoo, Petunia.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But rewatching the whole series like a couple months ago, there's one mention of Petunia in the whole series, and then for every other episode, he just has the tattoo on his arm, and it's never brought up. It's never said why he has it on there.
I thought didn't it always show her in the intro, like him wiggling it, making her dance?
Yeah, she's one of the people in the cast in the credits at the beginning, but that's it. There's one episode where they talk about Petunia, really. Other than that, when I was little, I thought it was like every episode, I thought there was something about Petunia.
So this is apparently Roundhouse.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. Ren and Stimpy. I haven't watched, even though I have them all on the server, I haven't watched that.
Yeah, there's very, very, very vulgar Ren and Stimpy's from when it was like going to Spike TV. I have a few of those. I have the box set of them.
Could you enjoy that still nowadays, yeah. Ren and Stimpy?
I mean, the ones that they always aired all the times, I like Space Madness, the one with the fire dogs and all those. I could skip those because I've seen them so many times. But
oh, yeah,
then
I remember
like
Space Madness.
Yeah.
The one that I remember, like, I used to, and I think this is what you loved about it, but the cartooning or the art in some of the shots, like the really close-ups, like the stubble of hair.
Oh, yeah.
Used to aggravate me. The one where he's getting the dimes out of Ren's ears. Mm-hmm. Hold on. It's all right. It's just a couple of dimes.
That was a good show.
I mean, I watched it religiously with you guys as a kid on a Sunday, on a sunny Sunday.
Yeah.
Early afternoon. But, yeah, I don't know. Are You Afraid of the Dark was definitely a good one, though. And I think, oh, did you, by the way, the whole reason for this, and I mentioned it, you know, when I sent the message to you, is that supposedly there is Are You Afraid of the Dark movie that is being made. So that was where some of the inspiration came from as well. And again, that's all based on Zach's post. So really, this is all because of Zach.
But that movie's looking for a 2019 release, it looks like.
No, I know. It's not anytime soon. But I'm very curious on, like, is it going to be... Do you think they're going to take the best of the villains, like Dr. Vink's still alive, by the way, the guy who played him. But do you think they're going to do that? Like, you know, get Dr. Vink. There's a couple, if we were to look at all the episodes quickly, I'm sure there's a couple iconic ones, characters that we would know of.
Yeah, but I'm afraid they're going to do something where it's like they're using the Are You Afraid of the Dark name and then just going to have a story, like just a movie. But
yeah, something like friggin' Annabelle like or something.
Yeah, like or something like the new Jumanji. Like, you know, they're using a name and they're making a movie. Or the new Rampage. Or not the new, but that Rampage movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking nostalgia for people that have Rampage, and that's not what Rampage is all about, like that new movie. I don't know. I think they're just going to use the name. They might have like a Midnight Society telling the story, but it's just going to be a standalone movie where if you took out any Are You Afraid of the Dark stuff, it's just going to be a standalone
movie. So they would just be capitalizing on the title is pretty much what you're getting at. Yeah,
unfortunately. But I think if it goes well, then they'll probably do a series of them. You know what I mean?
Well, and I'd be okay with that. But I mean, that's the end thing anymore is bringing back everything. And the weird part is the majority of all these comebacks are within our time frame. I mean, we're talking less than 40 years, and people don't have any more good ideas that they're redoing classics.
Yep. And then speaking of redos, like next month, Roseanne comes back on.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
So am I.
I've been seeing the commercials. I've been loving it. You see the entire house.
Yep.
She's looking a little beat, but I mean, it's...
Yeah,
I'm very.
And the funny thing is, DJ looks exactly the same.
Yeah, I know.
Just 6 feet taller.
I'm very curious, though, like especially to see how Sarah Gilbert is now. I want to see her back in that Darlene personality. You know, like because she's on The View and everything, and very, you know, pristine. And...
But wait, she's not going to be Becky though.
No, you're thinking of Sarah Chalk. Sarah Gilbert. Chalk.
All right,
Sarah Gilbert,
yeah.
Who played Darlene.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
But yeah, Sarah Chalk, they're having as what, a neighbor?
Yeah, she's going to be a neighbor.
The best part is she played a neighbor in that one episode.
Yeah, I know.
I love that. I'm
sure they cracks about it.
Oh, they did. Oh, you know, on this, you mean?
I mean, on the new one, yeah.
Yeah, that one was good. There's somebody has a, I mean, you could see them individually, but somebody has a YouTube video. It's like 10 minutes long of all the Roseanne breaking the fourth wall and making fun of themselves.
Yeah, I'm just very curious how they're going to tackle it coming back, like what they're going to say the last episode was all about, because obviously,
I mean, we know what it was about at the time. They probably never, ever thought of bringing this show back. Like,
that's what I'm saying. How are they going to tackle that? In the last episode, you were like, oh, OK, Dan's really dead. But now all of a sudden he's back.
I'm calling it. I guarantee you. And this is completely a separate thing, but I guarantee Everybody Loves Raymond's going to be back on at some point.
I hope not, because the youngest kid's dead.
Yeah, I know, but they could get other actors.
Yeah, they could. Well, actually, he's a twin, so they'll just Michelle Tanner him.
That's true, too. I was thinking they were going to bring Elizabeth Olsen on, but they probably slapped her hand, the Olsen twins, and said, no, don't do it. She looks more like Michelle Wood now as an adult than the Olsen twins do.
You got it, dude.
Yeah, Bridget loves that show. We literally do watch it every night.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
I didn't think I could either. I was disgusted at first. The only reason it was like there's nothing on, and I put it on the one time while I was making dinner, and she just saw Three Little Girls. It was like the first season, and that to her that was like her first because she would call this a big kid show, and she didn't want anything to do with it. And she saw the little girls, and then she had asked for another episode. She's like, I want the little girl show.
Until she gets to Mr. Woodchuck.
They Hallmark kind of scatters the episodes. It's not always chronological.
Oh, yeah.
But can't put on the Poppy episode because... Or Papuli.
Yeah.
Don't want to be crying in front of her.
Yeah, that's the one where Stamos is, what is it, his uncle?
No, his grandfather.
I thought it was Uncle Papuli.
No, I don't know.
Ooh, I don't remember.
But the best part is the next episode is when Stavros comes.
That's the worst. That's when you know a TV show is running out of ideas.
I know, Nick is obsessed with Stavros. That episode was actually just on the other day. It is kind of creepy the way he plays that character, though.
Yeah, it's like when they all of a sudden Steve Urkel's Stefan Urkel.
Yeah.
He's a, different, but he's the same.
Well, all of those shows. I mean, all right. So I remember an interview way, way back then. Like, Stamos complained about Full House that it all became about Michelle.
Yeah.
And which it kind of did. I mean, you remember that franchise, To Grandmother's House We Go and all that other crap that came out. Yep. Same thing with, that's why the original person who played Harriet on Family Matters, she had quit the last two seasons because she said the show became all about Urkel and it wasn't about the family anymore. And she, you know, she's like, family doesn't matter anymore.
I'm sure those are her exact words.
Probably she was. So that's why the last season or two, which I don't know if you've ever seen the last episode of Family Matters, but
I've seen it, but I don't remember.
It's the absolute worst. I never watched it on TV. I had to YouTube it. Or you want to talk about losing ideas. Do you remember, I think they appeared in like one or two episodes, but the evil puppet of Steve Urkel, and then they had a Carl one too. They're ventriloquist dummies that looked just like them.
No.
Oh my God, they were freaky.
Well, I don't remember that. I'll have to look it up. Yeah. But before we get going, speaking of like when shows just run out of ideas, do you know where the term jumping the shark came from?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah. So you could tell the listeners, but yeah, I'm very, very aware of it. And it also, do you know who coined that term? Cause that I know too.
I don't know who specifically said it, but it all has to go back to an episode of the Happy Days show when Arthur Fonzarelli took his motorcycle and jumped over a shark. And then I guess that would be the term when someone just said the show ran out of ideas. So they kind of coined the term jumping the shark from there. So
yeah, and it was actually John Hines from the Howard Stern show. It was his website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was the one that used to, I guess, review TV shows and everything. And he was the one that coined that phrase.
That's great.
So that's where that came from. But by the way, just to show you here, this is if you remember these or not.
Oh, gross. Yes, I do.
That and then the...
Yep. I remember those.
And they were evil.
Oh, my God. I definitely remember those.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? Good show.
Yeah, it was. If it was something that, like, maybe some of the listeners are a little too young and never watched it, go back and watch it. If you can find
them. You can find them almost all on YouTube.
Yeah, they're definitely worth a watch. And it's one of those things where they're all individual stories, so you don't have to worry about picking them up at a certain episode. You could pick them up wherever you want.
It's literally, you know, one of the typical Monster of the Week shows. Or Villain of the Week, however you want to look at it. But there's some creepy ones, too. Remember the doll one, where the girl was turning into a doll?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to go back and watch some of these.
They're all on Plex.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch some. I'm trying to think of ideas to watch with Aiden before bed, but I don't know how much...
It bothers me, though. The first season, I think the first season that we have there on Plex, it doesn't have the intro. You just have to deal.
I'll just have to play it in my head first.
Yeah, the others, though, I think the other seasons do. But yeah, there's, remember the painting one, the woman painting, and then she became part of the painting. The owner of the gallery was like, no, use my brush.
These are so creepy. I mean, I definitely have to go back and relive these.
Definitely some creep factor. There was one that, that I watched, and you would remember it too. It was about a girl and, she was actually, the guy worked at a bowling place. He was the mechanic. And this girl he found a ring inside of his locker, put it on. And then the girl, like wearing a Letterman jacket and everything, kept saying, Johnny. And like, you know, he's.
Oh, yeah.
That it was the ghost the whole time. But then, because I said to Aaron, I said, I can't remember, but I think he's a ghost too. And Aaron's like, you remember, you watched all these. I said, I can't remember. And that's what it was, is that, so, because you see the guy, you know, the kid, the boy, the guy is talking with his sister and everything. She works at the bowling arena. But I noticed, I picked up on cues. The mother never acknowledged the kid, and the boss, or the guy, and the boss never acknowledged the guy either when he talked to him. And I was like, I think he might be dead too. And then that's what it was. They actually both got killed in the same accident, but the sister could see him and nobody else could. So
yeah, that's the very sixth sense.
It was, yeah, and that was done before the sixth sense. So
What's his name? Ripping off Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I'm on my ding dong, I think, does those.
Yeah, Ding Dang Shamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah, but yeah, so definitely YouTube it. The Tale of the Midnight Madness, if you want to see this for yourself, and check out some other episodes as well. So it's definitely a good little show if you're in for a little bit of a spook.
Yep, 90s spook, which is good.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I was flipping through the channels the other day, and Growing Pains is being aired on WNEP2.
And we don't have
I used to love that show. That was a great show. But there was a Halloween episode of that that always creeped me out.
Yeah, I remember that one. Another one with a dead girl.
It's broken up into segments. Yeah, different episodes. So maybe one day we'll cover that one.
Join us.
Yeah, coffee. Yeah, so I guess we're going to wrap this episode up. Another short one on the shorter side. But let me think. If you got anything else, like I said before, you could email the show, theholidaybros@gmail.com.
Yep.
And we're also located at theholidaybros.com. Instagram and Twitter, both at theholidaybros.
Yeah, looking for any... yeah, Facebook. Looking for any suggestions if you have them, because we're kind of just rolling these off as they come, because, you know, busy men right now.
That's true. But listen, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, there's only 10 more months until Christmas.
It is true. We got to start prepping for that, too. It's going to be another Christmas palooza.
Oh, my God. I thought it pushed you over the edge last year.
It did. It did. But I might... I might just pre-record myself, and then you'll have to play off the recording.
All right. We'll work something out. We got months to figure that out. But in the meantime, you guys could get in touch with us if there's anything you want us to go over and discuss. We're open to suggestions. So.
Yep. Zach, so give us some.
There you go. So for this episode of the Holiday Bros Podcast, my name is Charlie.
And I'm Kevin, here to bid you farewell and happy holiday from the
Holiday Bros. Holiday Bros.